Frequent visitors.
On April 1, several visitors called B. G. Wilkinson, M. N. Campbell, and
O. Montgomery. Ellen White spent some time with them. The men were very glad for the opportunity to talk with her, Ibid. When Elder Campbell asked if she had any light as to whether she would live till Jesus returned, she replied that she had no light on the matter. When he expressed his concern as to the welfare of the cause in her absence, she quietly replied, "The Lord is perfectly able to take care of his cause." On several occasions, by stating that she did not expect to live long, she opened the way for similar questions to be put to her by visiting brethren.
Responding, she would step over to the book cabinet in her writing room, open the doors where her books and manuscripts could be seen, and declare, "Here are my writings, when I am gone they will testify for me." WCW Letter, July 9, 1922, Mr. P. 93.
In mid-April, Edson, who now resided in Marshall, Michigan, traveled west for a month-long visit. It was a happy occasion for both mother and son, who had been separated so much for 25 or more years. They had good visits together, and went over many things of mutual interest. Visits from prominent workers of long acquaintance were much appreciated by Ellen White.
Among the visitors during this last year were C. E. Andros, President of the Pacific Union Conference, C. H. Jones, Manager of the Pacific Press, Mrs. Lydda Scott, daughter of Isaac Funk of the Funk and Wagnalls Publishing Company. Mrs. Scott later made a liberal gift toward the establishment of the College of Medical Evangelists, and Elder and Mrs. G. B. Starr, former co-workers from Australia.
Her principal contributions to literary work in this her 87th year were on her books as she read and approved chapters and at times added a bit here or there. Chapters were brought to her. Her son reported that she read some, and asked us to read them to her. Sometimes I would read two or three pages, and then she would read one or two pages. Sometimes I or Chrysler do all the reading, and mother comments on what we have read. WCW to J. E. White, December 15, 1914.